caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Kuecker.
Hello, and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, your senior care consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. And I tell you what, I have a really good show teed up for you here today. It's me, myself, and I. And let me say this, I was visiting with our producer extraordinaire, Sean Floyd, and he said, what are we going to call this one today? And I said, we're going to call this one Salty Steve. So, because I'll tell you what, I have been, so if you like the nice version of Steve, I'm still in here somewhere, but I'm going to harp on a few things here. The first one, let's just jump into this right away. So advocate for your loved one in the hospital. And so let me give you a few examples of what I'm pretty fired up about. I'm fired up about a lot of stuff today. But I recently worked with just a really nice family, and I get the call, and here's kind of the quick situation. Their mother had walked out of her house, and she has some cognitive issues. Obviously, she's got some medical issues as well. But she walked out of her house, and she was walking in the streets in the middle of the night in her slippers and her nightgown, in the middle of a cold December night. So obviously super, super dangerous. So the police saw her, asked her if she was lost. She was not talking properly. Basically, she was having a major cognitive issue. I just don't want to get into too much of this stuff. So they took her to the hospital. And then the family turned to Senior Care Consulting for placement assistance. And so we went through our traditional process. We went out. We were touring our top three communities. They were very happy with them. They're very happy with the service. We were literally finishing up our third tour, and my client answers the phone, and she's like, what? Oh, are you kidding me? She discovered that the hospital discharged their mother to the curb of the hospital. Just said, oh, I think you're fine. Here you go. Here's the front door. They knew we were looking at places because their mother could not go home. It was not a safe situation. They knew that the family was ready to make a decision for them to discharge their mother to one of the places that we toured that morning. But yet they still discharged her. No ride home, no groceries in the house, no person, no family member, no home care, no one there to be with her in the house. Did not notify the family. They literally just dismissed her and kicked her out to the curb. Do you know how she got home? She had to call an Uber to get a ride home. I can't even believe I'm even saying this. No communication with family, no warning, nothing. Now, she didn't even have keys to get inside of her own house. It just so happened, it was just fortunate, there was a distant family member going there to feed her dog. She happened to be there when this lady shows up. So she was able to get into her house. Otherwise, she wouldn't have even been able to get into her own house. So she did get inside of the house. And then what did she do? Again, she's not thinking in her right mind because she has dementia. She cannot be left alone. I mean, they know all of this. She holed up. She wouldn't let anyone in, including people to help her. Again, no groceries in the house. You just can't even make this stuff up. And 2 weeks later, she died. Unbelievable. Completely avoidable. And I would have to guess there's probably attorneys getting involved in that situation as we speak. I just can't believe it. Remember, I started this off by saying, you know, Salty Steve, advocate for your loved one in the hospital. Do all you can. Get extremely involved. Working with another lady, she is super, super stressed out. She's been caring for her husband, who has early onset dementia. It's one of the very bad varieties, and she can no longer care for him. So he's been in and out of hospitals and geriatric psychiatric units, and it goes on and on and on. And so at one of the hospitals, she's like, well, he can't come home. And they're like, well, he's just going to have to come home. And I'm like, they're talking to you like this? She goes, yes, they're practically yelling at me. They're being mean to me. And I'm like, that is so weird, because that's just not normal. That's not normal. One hospital employee just barked at my client saying, well, you need to just sell your house and put your husband in a nursing home. You need to find a place here pretty quick, because he can't stay here very much longer. And I said, well, why did she say that? And she said, well, I mean, I was telling them I was overwhelmed. I need to work with an elder law firm to do the division of assets. I can't afford to pay $9,000 or $10,000 a month. I'm still working. I'm totally stressed out. I'm being just completely crushed by all of this. I'm going to need to apply for Medicaid for assistance in helping with his nursing home costs. And she barked that out at me. Well, you just need to sell your house and put your husband in a nursing home. And I said, well, so I tell my client, this case manager has just demonstrated she has no clue about how Medicaid actually works. And instead of being helpful to this lady, who is just one of the sweetest ladies I've met, super, just a nice lady, she is just crying out for help. I'm bending over backwards to help her, the polar opposite of what she got from this hospital. So instead of helping her, they just got frustrated with her, just wanted her husband out of there, and wanted him out of there right now. Where are you going to put him? She said, I don't know. Can you help me with that? No, you need to pick a place. Just go. Another family I worked. Oh, and by the way, just to back up, she didn't have to sell her house to get him in a nursing home. The clear demonstration of not understanding Medicaid is when you have the community spouse still living at home, your house is an exempt asset. The division of assets would happen with your liquid assets. And there are lots of exceptions for that as well that I'm not going to go into today. Another family I worked with, can you see a pattern? This is why you got Salty Steve today. And all of this has happened very recently. So another family I worked with, they were declined by three different facilities because their father's hospital chart, listen up, this is really important. His hospital chart said that he had behaviors, in quotes, behaviors, and he was very difficult to handle. And when I found out why all of these places are declining their dad, they're completely caught off guard. And they didn't know why this would be in his chart, because it was just literally not true. They had no problems with him. They don't even know where that came from. So I instructed them to call, bypass everybody, go straight to the physician and have that chart updated with the corrected and accurate information. And guess what? Once that was done, the admission was simple and straightforward. So with that family, you had incorrect or not current information in his chart that scared everybody away. Oh, no, he's a troublemaker, and he's agitated, and he's belligerent, and oh, well, we don't even know where that came from, but it was in his chart, and everyone said, nope, no thanks, we're not going to take him. Right? And then the second one, no one's helping this lady and passing along inaccurate information about Medicaid, demonstrating their extreme lack of knowledge of how it actually works. And then one hospital discharged a lady who had no, there's no way they ever should have done this, discharged her to the curb. She had to call an Uber to go home. 2 weeks later, she died. So, advocate for your loved one in the hospital, and don't assume that everything is just fine. Stay on top of that one. All right, now the Senior Care Live question of the week. Senior Care Consulting is a free referral service, just like all of the other free referral services in the marketplace. Is that statement true or false? How well do you know my company? And what do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. I can't believe I made this a question of the week, but here we go. Senior Care Consulting is a free referral service like all of the other free referral services in the marketplace. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. Senior Care Consulting is not, I repeat, not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. It is nothing remotely close to any of those services. And Salty Steve will jump into that a little bit later. So how's that for a teaser? All right. So keeping with the Salty Steve theme of the day, we'll just call this segment, Be Very Protective of Your Long-Term Care Insurance Policy. And again, I've heard about all of this stuff here recently, and I thought, man, if all this hospital stuff is happening and I'm seeing it, that means a lot of other people are having to deal with it. And the same with the long-term care insurance policy. So I've heard from way too many people about some questionable, what I'll call questionable sales tactics and efforts to get long-term care insurance policyholders to convert their old policy that they may have had for the last, 10, 15, 20 plus years, convert that old policy into a, and I'm putting out my air quotes here, new and improved policy. Ooh, because it's new and it's improved. But here's the problem. Many of these old policies have a lifetime benefit. So with just about anything in the entire world, follow the money, and that tells the story. These lifetime benefits are costing the long-term care insurance companies a large fortune. So they're trying to talk policyholders out of keeping them, because that's in their, meaning the company's, best financial interest. And let me say this, usually, I would say the vast majority of the times, it is not in your best financial interest. So one of my clients has a father, has a very nice long-term care insurance policy. This thing pays over $300 a day. It will essentially pay for anything, any type of care that he may need at the facility level. And guess what? It goes up 5% every year. And guess what? It has a lifetime benefit. So it will pay for the rest of his entire life over $300 a day, which is going to cover pretty much everything that he's going to need for life. Now, he has dementia, and he's not able to make a sound business decision or financial decisions anymore at this point, which is okay. His daughter is one of the sharpest people I've ever met. She has power of attorney, and she's taking care of a lot of things. Well, pretty much everything for him at this point, financially. But yet, several sales representatives have been hounding him on the phone, calling him, trying to convince him to change to the, quote, new and improved, end quote, policy. So we were talking about that, and she actually found out what they were proposing. And I said, are you kidding me? I said, can he afford the premiums currently? She goes, oh, yeah, he's been paying them for a long time. And I said, do you want to change? And she goes, no, I don't think we should. What is your opinion? And I took a look at it, and I said, absolutely not. I said, so look, he's just about ready to move into an assisted living community. And even if the premiums are getting, you know, maybe a little heavy or a little high for him, guess what? When he moves into assisted living and then he starts to file the claim process, guess what happens? Your premiums are suspended. You no longer pay premiums. So you pay into it for all of these years, and then once it starts to pay out, you don't have to pay any more premiums, essentially. And she said, okay. So she had her attorney write a cease and desist letter to the long-term care insurance company, telling them to do not contact him ever again. All correspondence goes to his daughter. And then that took care of it. So had another incident here recently. And I'll tell you what, I had a call from a really, really sharp quality guy. And he is a financial advisor. And he said, hey, Steve, want to run something by you. What do you think about this? And we were talking about it. One of his clients had a lifetime benefit, and it was virtually the same thing. And then I had another incident where a friend, who is actually another financial advisor, called about one of his clients. And he mentioned that there's some sort of a settlement involving the long-term care insurance company. And they're offering for his client, they're offering to convert his quote-unquote old policy again to the new and improved whoop-de-doo policy. So, and I would say that they're using what I would call somewhat of a scare tactic with the looming rate increase. Oh, we're going to have these huge rate increases coming. So before they come, you can act and act now. And I looked through everything, and, you know, my opinion was I recommended that at his age and circumstances that he keep his policy and just don't take the bait. So if you read pretty far into this proposal, they outline that for a certain type of a policy, there's going to be 133% rate increase. And for another policy, there's going to be, I don't know, like an 80% increase. And for a different type of a policy, there's going to be a 51% increase. And for certain types of policies, there will not be an increase at all. And the way I looked at that, he's either going to have a 51% increase or no increase at all. They're going to get to the bottom of it and call the company. But the bottom line is, they made it sound like this advisor's client was getting ready to be hit with 133% increase, which is not true. It's not applicable to his policy. So here's the bottom line. If you have a long-term care insurance policy and you want to hang on to that thing, you better be really, really careful. Study all the information. Read the fine print before you update your old Cadillac of a policy to one of these new and improved policies. Because guess what? It may be new, but it's highly possible that it is not an improvement. And stay tuned for the upcoming consumer alert. You do not want to miss that.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so I told you we've got Salty Steve going on here today. And I'm still a nice guy. I am fired up about all of this stuff, and it's been building in me for a long time. And I thought, you know what? I just need to share all of this with all of my friends in the Senior Care Live listening audience. So here comes another consumer alert.
Proceed with caution. This has been a consumer alert brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. Be very, very careful when choosing to work with a, I'm going to put up my air quotes again, free referral service. And I've warned my audience so many times about how these things work. You contact them. They're free to you because they're not volunteers. It's not a charity. They're getting paid by the places they recommend. I've been through all of that many, many times. So how's it going for some of the poor people who took the bait of the free referral services? What do they have to say about their experience? Well, here are some publicly available consumer complaints listed with the Better Business Bureau. So I'm not telling you anything out of school or out of turn. Publicly available information. All of this is from within the last year. Okay, here's one, and this is the tip of the iceberg. I just grabbed a few of these things just to let you know what's out there. Here's a complaint. They keep calling and emailing me, and I can't stop it. That sounds great. Here's another one. I contacted this particular free referral service. I explained up front I was not able to respond to questions regarding the elderly person's financial situation. The representative repeatedly talked over me. Oh, that's irritating. I had to keep asking if I could complete my statement. The representative was only interested in this person's financial information. So I'll tell you what they were doing. They were sizing them up to see if they had enough money to where they could go ahead and recommend their business partners where they have contracts and generate their gigantic several thousand dollar kickback. That's what they were doing there. Here's another one. At first, for whatever reason, I didn't realize that this particular free referral service was a referral business. Within seconds of just browsing their page and putting in my phone number for an inquiry, I received a phone call within seconds, and they left a message. However, since then, I kid you not, I have received a minimum of 6 calls between 8:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. Today alone, they called at 8:30, 8:42, 10:15, 10:30, 1:30, and 3 p.m. Really? Come on, people. You want my business? Don't call me multiple times in one day. I have since then blocked their phone number. That sounds exciting. Here's another one. See if you see a theme here. Here's another one. A publicly available complaint in the Better Business Bureau. Will not stop calling even after telling them my mom is deceased. That one is particularly disturbing. And absolutely, there are just no words. Excuse me, my mother passed away. Can you please stop calling? And you still call? And they won't stop calling. Here's the last one, because I could read you 3 hours of publicly available Better Business Bureau complaints. I'm just touching just the tip of the iceberg just to give you a flavor here. Here's the last Better Business Bureau complaint that I'll share for today. I called the free referral service. My mom's health was in sudden decline, and her care was getting to be too much for us to handle. Before we could meet with anyone from the free referral service, My mom suddenly passed away. The calls kept coming because they knew my father had dementia. I let them know we were moving our dad in with us. We would no longer need their service because we are going to take care of my dad. Still, the calls continued constantly. My father passed away 7 months after my mother. The calls will not stop. I tell them every single time. Both of my parents have passed away. It's all been hard enough to deal with without being harassed by these people constantly. They are pushy and rude, and I would suggest no one ever contact them unless they want to be harassed constantly for the rest of your life. Their commercials make them sound so caring, but obviously they are not. So, be very careful and think twice before reaching out and contacting any free referral service. As I've always said, you get what you pay for.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. So I can't believe I created that Senior Care Live question of the week. Is Senior Care Consulting the same as a free referral service? I'm like, I just about wanted to throw up a little bit when I did that. And I thought, well, if anyone knows about Senior Care Consulting, they know that's not true. So, but now here comes some more Salty Steve. There's a new flavor, a new twist of free, air quotes, free referral service in the market. And they're popping up everywhere. I think the reason that they're popping up everywhere. I think because you have a provider out there that is really messing up with those super aggressive sales tactics. I think it's created an opening or an opportunity for others to start to fill that void. So it's a free referral service, but guess what? They'll meet with you in person. Well, that seems like a more caring approach, doesn't it? And guess what? They'll tour some facilities with you. They'll go along and walk around with you. It seems like a more hands-on and personal approach. Doesn't it? It just seems like everyone's like, oh, yeah, but they'll do this. Oh, yeah, but they'll do that. But if you choose one of their contracted facilities, I like to refer to them as their business partners, they receive a huge kickback. Their revenue model is exactly the same. It's exactly the same. But Steve, but I mean, they talked to me up front and they met with me. Their revenue model is exactly the same. But Steve, they walked around and they toured the facilities with me and they're so nice. Their revenue model is exactly the same. Well, Steve, I've had calls like this. Steve, I heard that, you know, that there's this place recommended the blah, 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 one of the flavors of the week of the new free referral services. How do I know what their revenue model is? Because I've heard you talk about this, and that's it is actually disturbing, getting paid by the place you recommend. So how do I know if the company that I'm considering working with is a free referral service and they work like that? I'm going to make it so simple for you, and you can thank me later. Here's your clue. If it's free to you, then they get paid by their contracted business partners. They get paid by the places they recommend. It's not a free service. They're not subsidized by the government. They're not a charity. And believe me, they're not doing it out of the goodness of their heart. They make an unbelievable amount of money if you choose one of their contracted business partners. That's how it works. So look for one word, and if the word free to you is involved in any of it, that's exactly how it works. And coming up next, I'll explain to you the business model of a placement service with integrity.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so just a couple of quick afterthoughts, and I want to move on. I'm seeing more and more senior care communities that are not willing to pay to play. Well, what do you mean, Steve? I've called several places over the past, maybe 6 months. They said, hey, Steve, our corporate, it came down from corporate. We're no longer paying all these exorbitant referral fees. We can't work with all you free referral service agents. And I'm like, well, good. First of all, you just made my day. Second of all, I need to remind you of Senior Care Consulting's business model. We don't hit you up for a kickback. I want nothing from you other than do a great job for my clients and give us a great tour and help us out with some information that we're looking for and just have a wonderful business relationship. No money's ever exchanged. And they're like, oh, that's right. That's right. You offer a placement service with integrity. You're that guy. Okay. Hey, you and your clients are welcome here. So what does that mean for you? Well, if these places are no longer willing to pay their 90% of the first month's cost or whatever their contract says, by the way, 90% of, I recently placed someone in assisted living at $8,000 a month. That's a $7,200 kickback. To strongly recommend that place. That's what it would happen with the free referral services, not with Senior Care Consulting. They never pay us a penny. That's just not how my model works. So do you think you're going to hear about these places that are no longer willing to pay to play? And the fact is, you may hear about them, but the bottom line is, to generate revenue, you have to choose a place on their list. Period. That's how it works. I recently had a representative from an assisted living community talk to me, and she was one of them. She said, "Steve, we don't pay any of the referral commissions anymore." And then I reminded her of our business model, that we're paid directly by our clients. We work for them. And I'm not looking for a kickback. You don't have to hide your checkbook when we show up. She's like, "Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah." So we were chatting, and she said, "I'll tell you what," she said, "I recently had just a really, really terrible interaction. I've spent over a year cultivating a relationship with this couple. They wanted to move into our place. It was just a matter of timing. And I've had them out for events and lunches and sent them Christmas cards. We've had several discussions. I've invested hours of my time forming a very nice relationship with this couple." And she said, somehow recently, one of these free referral services, these are her words, got their claws into them. And they called and wanted to come. And they were going to come here, but all of a sudden now we're going to go see multiple places. I informed them that we will no longer pay their fees involved, that we're no longer doing that. And they said, well, then we're not coming to your place. We're going to some of our other partners. And she said, that is unprofessional. She said some other things I will not repeat, right? She was disgusted. She was so upset, so upset. So this stuff just happens all the time. How does Senior Care Consulting work? This is so simple. It's so simple. Our clients retain us just like you'd retain an attorney, a tax accountant, any other professional service provider helping you through a process. The process that we help our clients through is a search and selection process when moving from home to a senior care community at any level. We conduct a geriatric care assessment. We research the market, identifying our top options. We tour those top options with you. We ask a lot of questions and gather a lot of information at each place. Then we produce a report that has a wealth of information on the top places meeting your exact needs. And now you can make an informed decision. You can move forward with confidence. That's what we do. We help our clients make the best decision they can make. It's a very methodical process. There's a lot of work involved on our part of it. And we are honored. We could not be more honored to help our clients through one of the biggest decisions they could ever possibly make. It's a red carpet type of a service. I could not be more proud of what we do and the way that we conduct our business. So I want to throw out a call out. I want to call out to all of my friends working in the business of senior care. Yes, I'm talking to you. Administrators, executive directors, directors of nursing, social service directors, sales and marketing directors, business development directors, regional, national, local. I'm talking to you. If you're looking for a change, and if you want to continue working in senior care, but you've ever thought about owning your own business, and if you're interested in conducting business the right way, just like I just described, and if you're interested in offering a placement service with integrity, I'm going to invite you to give me a call, because guess what? Senior Care Consulting is now franchising. We're going to franchise the business all across the country. And you don't have to come from the world of senior care. It could be something related. I've talked to a few folks with home care experience, with hospice experience. A lot of people, there are a lot of areas in the world of senior care that you can come from where I think you would pick this up very, very quickly. If you already work in the business in the world of senior care, you know about these free referral services. You already know about them. You've already seen all of the warts. You've already seen all of the negative stuff. So what about opening your own business and challenging that and offering a placement service with integrity in your area? The entire country is wide open. Give me a call to discuss owning your very own senior care consulting franchise at 833-SCC-FRAN, 833-SCC-FRAN, or you can visit seniorcareconsulting.com. There's a contact form. There's a little bit of information. Just click franchising on the website. And seriously, let's talk about it. I'm ready to go. Ready to go right now. I'm forming a founders club, and the first five in, you're going to get some very nice benefits in addition to the normal franchise opportunity. 833-SCC-FRAN, or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. Seriously, let's talk about this. Let's make it happen. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.